Let's sit. Let's learn. Let's evolve. Let's talk.
No more whispering in our minds.
Today is Let's Talk Black Excellence with your host, Dan Rennie.
Yeah, welcome to Let's Talk. Before I begin, I'd like to stop to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we broadcast from today. Pay my respects to elders, past and present, and a shout out to all the TOs right across the country where our program goes out to. It's great to have your company. And great to have you along for another week of Let's Talk Black Excellence. Today, I'm yarning with the host of National Talk Black on BBM, Bumma Bipper Media, 98.7 FM up in Cairns there. The one and the only, the Murray from the Curry, Trendy Trev. How are you, bros?
Represent. Hey, my brother D, how are you?
I'm going good, Unc. You might be country. Let's get started.
Yeah, my mob dad side, 1 year Gunga leader. The Dumiji, Burketown, Moreton Island way, the Gulf of Carpentaria. Born in the Curry, Murray from the Curry. Dad always said, you're stealing my name, but that's okay. Love you, Dad. And my mother's side, Darnley Island. Mum with me in spirit. Arab, Darnley Island, all the Salapit, my brother. And reside in Cairns. Been in Cairns here 40-odd years. And with Bumma Bipper Media, doing the National Talkback program for about 11 years, brother.
Tell us about a little bit about BBM up there in Cairns.
BBM, Cairns First Nation radio station, operating for something like 28-odd years, a voice for our people, and we're very active up here. Anything that's happening, easy set-up outdoor broadcast, we're seen out there in public, and we're heard on the wireless when people are cruising around. And as you know, on radio, brother, this is the 21st century, social media is out there, but everybody still listens to the wireless. So we have a beautiful following and a lot of following.
And as you said, you guys are always out and about, your mob. Every event that's happening, you're there. That takes a lot of manpower and a lot of resources.
Well, it does. And, you know, the old phrase, teamwork makes the dream work. We get it together. We have a very proactive team here, management, board of directors. Big shout out to all our volunteers. They support us as well. And, look, it's just to be seen out there and be heard. Everyone knows us. And when everyone's got a function on, they would contact us. Is there any way you can come over? Because they always see us out there. And it just gives, another string to the bow in regard to whatever function's happening. Adding more booths or more bodies, it draws more people. And then wherever we are, we're telling people where we're at, come and join us. And it's another promo. Promotional arm for that conference or that that event that's happening. Yeah, powerful.
Talk Black, can you tell us a little bit about the program, the show?
Well, my mentor, Uncle Tiger Bales, with us in spirit, and Mini-Me, I call myself, for him. Big shoes there to fill, but I know the brother always wore a thong, so I just slipped right in there. But love Uncle Tiger, and yeah, he's so powerful and strong activist, and one of the pioneers of Indigenous media. So I have a lot of love and respect for him, and that was my motivation, and after meeting him, I just got fired up about this space, and the other hat I wear is a motivational speaker, life coach. So I've been on stage motivating, inspiring since 1999, and that's early in the days when I met Tiger. So I made a transition into radio, just doing a Motown sound I was doing on a Sunday morning. And just a two-hour program. And then it just extended from there, and I've always been a board of director of Bumma Bipper Media. And we had the likes of Greg Reed doing National Talk Black for many years. And then when he moved on, there was a vacant spot that I was helping out. That's all. Just jumped in there, helped out, read out news, little yarns with people. 11 years later, Murray's still here, holding the board rod, holding the reins.
It's true.
Today, Cairns, tomorrow, the world.
Yeah. It's a terrific show. I love the diverse guests that you get on there. You know, I've been lucky enough to be a guest a number of times. But what sort of people do you have on your program?
Well, as the name suggests, National Talk Black. country. We talk to all mob and all our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well. It's a vehicle, it's a tool, it's a platform, and we talk all topics. And of course, in the last couple of months, 6 months, a year, the voice to Parliament, big talk. The pandemic was a big talk. Black Lives Matter. So it's a powerful tool, brother, and we have conversations. But it's a lot of conversations we have you don't hear on mainstream radio. So that shows you how important media is in regarding we have an our say. We do exist. Always was. Always will be. And it's a vehicle that helps the political movement, but also helps for our existence. But then we talk to good stuff as well, talking to young Indigenous kids who just finished their degree as a doctor or as an accountant. You know, we're talking education. I love to talk success, and we need more black successes in this country, not only on the football field. Look, I get to talk to the stars in our football arena as well. But I just love talking about success. Any success is great for our people, you know.
Well, you are a deadly role model as well, Unc. You're not only the host of Talk Black, but you also work full-time with Experience Company and Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. You're a cultural and community officer and motivational speaker as well. Like, how do you find time for all these different ventures?
Well, it's all about time management. We all got 24 hours a day, and it's just what you do with your time, you know what I mean? I say 15, 20 minutes a day, we all need to read something positive. 15, 20 minutes a day. People are busy, flat pack. I mean, you know, they got a lot of going on, two jobs, looking after four kids, whatever the case may be. But what time do you wake up in the morning? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you're unemployed. Get up at 4:40, 5:40, 6:40. There's your 20 minutes extra. When you get up, read something positive. So I'm into positive mental attitude, you know, positive input, positive output. And so you just set in your plan of attack and set in your diary, you know, like I said, 24 hours a day, how busy I am. You got a diary and you got to work smarter, not harder. And, you know, you just got to plan your attack. Like, we don't plan to fail. We just fail to plan. Set a plan of attack. Have that routine going. And, well, everything we want in life is outside our comfort zone. So we've got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. They're the sort of things I talk about, but I act on it too, so it helps me practice what I preach, brother. Powerful. You make the time, then. You make the time.
Now, Experience Company, tell us about that mob, because it looks like you do some pretty amazing things up there.
Yes. Well, prior to radio and Indigenous media, I was with I've been in the tourist industry for 20-odd years, and then I walked away for 10 years doing the motivation stuff and got really focused with the media stuff as well, you know. And then I was doing a lot of youth work. And then I ran and we had the Cairns show here, BBM, doing outdoor broadcasts and get to meet the locals. And I came across an old friend who I haven't seen for years from the tourist industry. And he says, what do you do? And I said, here I am on radio here, Murray Radio, and the black version of John Laws, do National Talk Black, and he had explained it. And he told me he's with tourism, and he bought the, he's managing the company that bought Big Cat Cruises, who I used to work for 11-odd years ago. Mm. And he said, well, I'm looking after Big Cat and a whole heap of companies, what have you. Love to have a chat with you, I said. Sure, I said, yeah. And he called me a week later, and I went over to his office thinking he wanted to advertise on radio, getting ready to take some money off him. But he was virtually throwing money at me. He was offering me a job working back in the tourist industry, and I wasn't looking at that. But then he put on the table the brochure of Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. I said, what's this? It says the vessel that we've turned this vessel into Indigenous product tourism, and we're looking for someone to help look after our Indigenous staff and liaise with our traditional owners. I said, well, I'm your man. I got excited about that product. I said, well, I do the radio station. It's a one-hour program. If you work around that, then let's talk. He said, yes, we can accommodate. Let's do that. So 5 years later, here I am, wearing two hats. So Dreamtime Diver Snorkel. It's a vessel that takes people out to the reef, 65 people. We go to four different reef spots, two each day, and diving, snorkeling, hanging out with Nemo. Then we give a cultural experience. And our First Nation crew on board the boat, they do their cultural delivery, talk about trapsticks, talk about operating on Gungangi sea country, Bongsu Yaruba. And so we have Gungangi staff, and then we have staff who are not Gungangi people, but the First Nation people, and they talk about their own tribal mob. So it's a powerful tool. It's an indigenous product. It's a tourism product, but it's a bridge builder. It's an educational tool and tells the people of the world who are visiting our beautiful country, the Big Island, about the two nations here, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. And so I just organised the crew on board, our First Nation crew, and helped them in their job capacity, but it's also a job pathway, but a career pathway. Example, young Dustin Maloney, who's been with the company for 6 years, Yaruba boy, just started as a cruise attendant, in last month, he was Master 5 ticket for driving the boats. So he'd be driving our boats now, carrying 300 people out to the reef. And that's powerful. That's fantastic. So he's a Master 5 ticket boat driver, taking people out to the reef on his sea country and delivering the commentary about his people. Powerful. Another young Torres Strait Island boy who just received his diving 4 years. And so he's the first black dive instructor with our company. He can now train up people to get their dive certificate. So it is powerful. I'm loving that space and empowering these young kids to the fullest, you know, bro. So
sounds like a real hard gig, Unc.
Yeah, that's right. Just blowing bubbles, hanging out with Nemo, and getting paid to do it. Talking culture.
No, that's definitely
guilty when I pick up my paycheck.
Yeah. No, it's deadly you get to do that, and you know, do the radio show as well as your other things that you're dipping your toe in. And I mean, the motivational speaking stuff is incredible. Tell us about how that came about, and how you how you prepare, I suppose, for motivational speaking.
Well, yeah, it's I mean, been doing it since 1999, and when I'm on stage performing, you know. I'm in the zone, brother. You know, and people say, because they say public speaking is the most hardest thing on planet Earth. You know, and they say, don't you get nervous? So I want to still get butterflies, but they all fly in formation now. I've been doing it for so long, and yeah, just got a desire to inspire, brother D. You know, and deliver the message, and it's short and sweet. But then I practice what I preach. You know, for a man who's been on planet Earth for 57 years and don't drink, don't smoke, don't take drugs, happily married, beautiful wife, high school sweetheart, 32 years, Jack and I have been married, four beautiful kids, four grandchildren. I'm a professor of happiness, doctor of happiness, you could say, brother. So just live it to the fullest, and that just comes out, you know, keeping it real. When you say motivation, I'm practicing what I'm preaching. What you see on stage, what you see is what you get. Don't look at the person, words, and take on what I'm saying to help you better your life. You know what I mean? I always say life is simple, people complicate it. So we just need to keep it simple, enjoy the journey, and be the best you that you can be. And we need to talk to that man and woman in the mirror on a daily basis. You know what I mean? And keep it real, brother. Keep it real. Yeah.
Listen,
and
to
like I said, with 1999... Well, 1999 is when we started Success with Attitude, my business partner, Miglu fella, non-Indigenous brother. He was in the tourist industry. I was in the tourist industry. We were both sales rep. He was sales rep for his business, family business, Andara. That's the lava tubes out at Mount Surprise. Longest lava flow in the world. The caves on their cattle property. And they left cattle, went into the tourist industry, and they've been doing that for 20-odd years. Well, him and I used to share the stage at schools talking about our jobs, because I was a sales marketing person for Big Cat Cruises. And when we delivered on stage, it was a powerful delivery about our jobs. And it's, you know, we're jokesters, full of jokes. You know, Murray go, got to chuck that humour at there and mock. But it became very very funny, but very uplifting and inspiring. So Bram and I were looking at Bram Collins. Him and I were looking at the figures. Back in 1999, I think Australia was the third highest country. And we thought, what's up with this? This is ridiculous, these figures. So, you know, I thought we'd get together and create a success with attitude. You can check that out online, all the www.swa.com.au, Success with Attitude. Mm. So the acronym, SWA, SWA, we call it.
Mm.
And SWA was formed back in 1999, brother, and we've travelled this country talking to high school kids about motivation, about success with attitude, no matter if you're going to be a doctor, lawyer, bricklayer, hairdresser, pole dancer. Have a great attitude, you know, and that's the message that we delivered over these many years, and we still operate today, brother. And then a lot of thanks to radio, a lot of First Nation people have used me for talks and what have you on an individual basis, approaching Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry to be an MC, or so created that space as well, brother, you know. So what I take on board, I take it with respect, and, you know, it's not a big note thing. I've done many of, complimentary talks and chats and help our people. I love talking to our men's group, you know, and empower our brothers out there, you know. A line I use with our beautiful brothers, open up the conversation is, hey, my brothers, if a man been married 5 times, all 5 women can't be wrong. You need to look at that brother in the mirror and fix it up, brother.
Too good.
Yeah, we're three fingers pointed back at you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and healthy mind is what I talk about, brother, you know, and then I live it, cuff.
Listening to Let's Talk at AAA Murray Country, this is your Friday edition of Black Excellence. And joining me on the phone, all the way from beautiful Cairns, is the one and only Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, a.k.a. the Murray from the Curry. You mentioned your family before, brothers, and, of course, your beautiful wife, Jackie, who I've known for many, many years, and of course, yeah, station manager up there at BBM.
Yeah, she's the boss here at the station, but it all changes when we go home, D. I want you to know that.
I don't think so, brother.
I wear the pants, brother. Let me talk, brother. I wear the pants. I tell her to jump. She says, how high? She don't come down till I tell her to, okay?
Okay.
But, D, whatever we talk about, that stays here, okay? What happens on the green mile stays on the green mile, brother.
You got it, brother.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be getting slapped when I get home.
I know you will be. This is online right now.
Yeah, too deadly.
Family man, as I say, you know, 4 kids as well, and 4 grannies. Yeah. Yep, that's got to keep you busy as well, four brother. Granny.
Exactly, brother. Yeah, and look, lovely daughter has moved down to Melbourne there with her beautiful husband, and they gave us a second grandson, a fourth grandchild, about 3 weeks ago. So there's number four grandchildren. The other two grandchildren are up here. So we'll be going to Melbourne very soon to meet the little lad. Haven't met him yet. FaceTime overtime, but, you know, yeah, but life is great, brother, and, you know, living the dream, you could say.
No, that's deadly, brother. Keep up the great work you're doing at BBM up there in Cairns, and everything else you're doing with your awesome motivational speaking and all the other things that you do, brothers. I don't know how you do it, but somehow you manage.
Brother D, thank you. You keep doing what you're doing too, my brother, and it's powerful that you are in this industry. Stay in it, brother. You deserve it.
Trevor Tim, the host of Talk Black, National Talk Black on BBM, Bummer Bippera Media up in Cairns. And that's our show for another week. Thank you very much for your company. Don't forget you can catch up on our website, AAA.org.au.
No more whispering in our mind.
Let's talk Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. on AAA Murray Country, the National Indigenous Radio Service and iHeartRadio. You can catch up on AAA.org.au. Proudly supported by the Community Broadcast Foundation.